With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Garfield County is seeking permission from the state to open local businesses. If approved, restaurants, places of worship, and gyms in the county would be able to open with 50% occupancy, and recreation areas and tourist attractions could open at 30%. The county states the number of COVID-19 cases has declined over the last 2 weeks and will continue contact tracing and monitoring any new cases of the coronavirus. The Colorado Air Quality Control Commission holds its first rulemaking hearing on Wednesday and Thursday to address greenhouse gas reporting. Eleanor Bennett spoke with the City of Aspen's Climate and Sustainability Programs Administrator Chris Menges to find out more.
Menges says Pitkin County and 35 other local governments, including Basalt, Carbondale, and Eagle County, will be attending the hearing as part of the Colorado Communities for Climate Action Coalition. He says the main goal is to set statewide reporting requirements for greenhouse gas emissions that complement local efforts.
You know, the biggest impact we would see is tools that help everyone in the state reduce air pollution and kind of advance progress on a clean economy. It should also provide more opportunities for state and local collaboration on air quality, health, and climate issues.
The hearing will take place over Zoom. Anyone can sign up ahead of time to share their thoughts at the remote public comment session on May 20th. The public can listen to the rulemaking hearing on May 21st. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Eleanor Bennett.
A new survey finds differences in how Westerners feel about water and how those feelings translate into action. Luke Runyon has more.
The American Public Media Project, The Water Main, surveyed more than 1,000 Americans. Among their findings is that knowledge of water issues isn't the biggest predictor of whether someone takes the effort to act. Personal connections to rivers, lakes, and oceans lead to people taking more conservation measures. Amy Scotchless-Cole is the Water Main's managing editor.
Some of us who work on water fear that it is out of sight, out of mind, but that's not really the case. In reality, you know, 8 in 10 Americans expressed concern for the future of water.
Westerners were more likely than the rest of the country to vote with water issues top of mind, but knew less about sources of water pollution. I'm Luke Runyon.
As the federal government mulls over how to handle another stimulus package, local governments are calling for more support. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports.
County budgets will lose $144 billion through next fiscal year. That's the estimate from the National Association of Counties. The group is urging Congress to provide more direct, flexible funding for local governments in the next coronavirus stimulus package. The organization wants money that can be used to respond to the pandemic and fill in budget gaps. That includes an additional $75 billion for hospitals and healthcare providers and $225 million for rural health clinics. The organization argues that counties raise most of their own revenues but need help given declines in taxes. Democrats and Republicans have argued in recent weeks over what should be included in the next stimulus package, with the GOP questioning when it should arrive, if at all. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
Garfield County Public Health suspended the license of Shooter's Grill over the weekend. The department says the rifle retail food establishment posed a health hazard by allowing in-person dining. With the license suspension, Shooter's Grill will no longer be able to offer takeout or delivery services. And this comes after the restaurant's owner was issued a temporary restraining order last week for violating the statewide Safer at Home order by allowing patrons to eat inside the establishment. The owner's court hearing is this morning in Glenwood Springs. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.